Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Has Elon Musk befriended a 75-year-old woman through the internets? Maybe. We'll tell you that story, and you'll be telling everybody else for the rest of the day. Coming up in a few minutes. But it is that time, special time of the week, when Riggins grabs his little guitar and he performs for us his funny song about everything that's gone on during the week on the show and in pop culture. It's called Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The McRib returns on December 3rd, delighting McDonald's diners. You can also buy a jug of the sauce for those who have grown into their recliners. Millennials are being credited with its return. The tech-savvy men and ladies causing TJ to yell from the background, "The McRib started in the 80s!
Like everything else.
Is there one skinny person who's into the McRib with all that sauce to make it juicy? Or does everyone kind of resemble Brendan Fraser from that movie? And this is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
We're less than a week away from Thanksgiving. I'm really excited for that. I would say I'm going to throw on my fat pants. Unfortunately, all my pants are fat. Today is National Cranberry Relish Day. Isn't that so much fun? Someone said, I'll take two disgusting things and just cram them into one.
Cranberry and relish.
Got an idea. And then we look forward to Black Friday and shopping at the crack of dawn. And unless you want to get assaulted at a shopping mall, find deals at tjriggins.com.
Hey! And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Wicked is now in theaters, and critics are over the moon. It's a nearly three-hour musical. TJ, are we still meeting at noon?
Absolutely.
And Gladiator 2 is also out, so let the bros rejoice. But it is a bunch of sweaty guys with swords. It's time for gay guys to make a choice. What are you going to do?
I didn't think about that.
You've got a real Sophie's choice here. Ellen has moved out of the United States, so Ellen, be safe on your drive. Did I mention the McRib is back? It's great time to be alive.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Good. Thank you.
I'm thankful for that.
Thank you. Good. Choose to be grateful.
Yes.
Choose to do it.
So thankful.
Yeah. So we talk about growing up and differences in parenting and things like that. But next, we're going to be talking about the worst punishment you ever got as a kid. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, does Lindsay subscribe to the, like, what they call gentle parenting method? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think she does, because she talks about yelling at them all the time, and some of her videos that she posts of them, she's like, she's not being all nicey-nice. Like,
she's not?
No. If they're doing something, she's like, no, you are not eating. Like, one time her daughter had been eating jelly beans, just going over and getting handfuls of jelly beans, and she was asking her about it, and she said, what are you eating? And her little girl goes, nuts.
Nuts. Nuts?
Yeah. And so she said, you are not eating nuts.
I did ask her a couple weeks ago. I was trying to get a feel for, like, how she is as a parent, mm-hmm. and she did mention that. She goes, yeah, I yell, which I was blown away by. I just can't picture her, like,
mm-hmm.
punishing a kid. Were your parents harsh disciplinarians when you acted up?
See, and you're not going to believe this, but I acted up so rarely that I can't remember, like, you're looking for the worst punishment.
Yeah.
I can't remember a bad punishment that I ever got from my parents for doing bad stuff. Now, my brother, on the other hand, he used to get whoopings like crazy.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was more mischievous than all.
Did mom and dad hand out those whoopings equally, or yeah. was that your dad's?
They equally, did. Yeah. See, my mom's were more reactive, and my dad's were, what did you do today? And then the whooping's coming.
That's the worst, and that's kind of how my parents handled it. My mom finds out about the bad thing, and then tells my dad, and then you have to wait the whole day waiting for dad to come up. Now, he never slapped us around or anything, but the fear of knowing that he was coming home was almost enough to set you straight.
Mm-hmm.
But we threw up this question on social media at TJ Riggin Show. What's the worst punishment you got as a kid? Just to kind of get a sense of where we're at in the radio family. A lot of people are talk about getting hit with switches, hickory switches thing, and things like that. But do people still do that? Hickory, like go cut a switch?
Yeah, I bet rural people still do that.
Is that still a thing?
They should.
Okay. They should. Jackie said, dad made me fight for my bicycle back. The girl, Peter Pants and Always Smell Bad. I got it back then. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. A lot of spankings and things like that. Picking up rocks out of the yard and stuff.
Yeah. One time, this woman that I worked with said that her dad was so mean to her when she was a kid. And she did something. Left the house without telling him when she was little. And she got back. He made her kneel down on her, sit on her knees on top of rice.
Yeah.
For 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, we did pencils. I remember unsharpened pencils you had to go kneel on. What was the worst thing you ever did as a kid? Do you even remember?
I don't.
Because you're kind of a rule follower. It didn't surprise me when you said you didn't act up that much. You are kind of a rule follower.
Mm-hmm. And they said when I was a baby, if I would reach for something and they would just go, that it would hurt my feelings and I'd start crying so they wouldn't have to spat my hand or anything.
It hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I am a sensitive person.
Who's the soft millennial now? Yeah.
But I outgrew it as a man. As a baby, I was crying. All baby boys act feminine.
Did you ever have to punish your kids really bad? Or were they're pretty good? They're kind of angels.
My son, yeah. When he was about three. Yeah, we would get. But since then, he's been sweet.
Well, you should see some of the Instagram and TikToks he sends me. Then he needs a whooping, I think.
Oh, yeah. Jody said he needs a spanking. That's what she says about football players who get pinned. Now, he needs spanking.
It's true. Mm. They do.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right. Let me say, before we even get into this, I am not going into a political rant. This doesn't really have anything to do with conservatives and liberals and, Republicans and Democrats and all that. It's just something that I find absolutely hilarious that has happened around President Biden. One of the things that that the press has always for the past 4 years has complained about is that President Biden won't talk to him. Rarely through his presidency has he just had, unscripted press conferences and just taking questions from, wherever they come from the gallery. So now that he's going to be leaving soon, they're desperate. Can you do this now? Can you? And so this woman the other day, as President Biden is walking away, she's trying her best to get him to talk to her. And it's almost like she gets in such a panic when she's screaming at him. It's almost like a scene in a movie where there's a serial killer that has a woman tied up in the barn.
Yeah.
And he's going to, he's torturing her every day or whatever. And he's walking away as she's screaming, "What are you doing? Let me out," whatever. Yeah. And he just keeps walking away. The woman sounds like she is in a panic. And I just imagine the frustration that she has as a journalist.
Yeah.
Breaking into this as he's walking away from her.
Haven't heard from you all, press! Mr. President!
gosh. Mr. President, please. As a birthday gift to the press, will you please talk to us? Please. Mr. President. Trying to yell over the airplane.
Mr. President. He's just grinning, walking away.
I admire the tenacity. And she's the only one yelling. Everyone's like, it's a lost cause. Don't bother.
He's not going to talk to us. She's like,
he has to. You haven't talked to us one time on this trip. Happy birthday. She's trying. She's pulling out all the tricks.
It's a birthday gift to the press. Will you talk to us?
She was trying it all. Oh.
Bless.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know why I find that so funny, but
I like the passion.
Yeah.
She wants to get her clip.
But it just like she doesn't even care if she sounds professional or not. Yeah. I mean, she's just at her last resort. And I'm wondering if her publishers or whatever, whoever's in charge, back in wherever the office is, saying, you got to get something from him. Just like yelling at her. And she's like, I need
that. This is my last chance.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Happy birthday.
They're going to demote me if you don't say something right now.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, so I just had my selfish moment of something that I just find to be so funny. The female reporter, the woman reporter, yelling at President Biden, just screaming,
Will you talk to us?
I think that's funny. And I really didn't take into consideration whether everybody else would think it's funny or not. It was kind of selfish on my part.
No, it was funny.
To just do something. But this is a story for you, Riggins, and your selfish sense of humor, twisted sense of humor.
Okay.
There's a 56-year-old man who has been arrested because he did one of those scams, and he scammed a 75-year-old woman out of a total of $600,000.
Gosh.
Because he befriended her online. And she thought she had just become best friends with Elon Musk. He told her he was Elon Musk.
No.
And no. In one of those, if you give me this money, I'm doing a startup business, and I'll give you $55 million in return on whatever day, you know.
Oh, no.
He lives in the Bradenton, Florida area.
Oh, that's even worse.
And the when they found out there was something suspicious, finally, and they looked into it, and the money transfers that she sent were going, not Elon Musk, it was going to Jeff's Painting and Pressure Washing, LLC.
Jeff's?
Yeah.
Jeff's Painting and Power Washing, LLC. Wait a minute. You're not Elon Musk at all. Yeah. You're some guy named Jeff in Florida.
Yeah, it's not even called Jeff's X Painting.
God. He's got to filter the money through somewhere else. Yeah.
You know, it would be amazing if Elon Musk hears this, and he's the richest person in the world.
Right.
You know, that would be so cool if he did something for her.
But, I mean, 75.
You're a monster.
Wouldn't you know at 75... Because I'm thinking about my in-laws. They're in their early 70s, so they're close to 75. They would have never fallen for that.
No.
And so it was the lady's husband that finally stepped up and said, hey, it's not even like she lives alone and has no one there to help her with things.
I didn't know that.
Her husband was there. I don't know whether she's got family or friends that could have told her, hey, that's not Elon Musk. Why would Elon Musk be needing money from you to start a business?
We're not talking about $20. We're talking $600,000 that your spouse is going to send to somebody on the internet.
It was several transfers of like 150 here, 250 there, and totaled $600,000.
That's a beaten man. He's like, fine, you know what? Send him another 150 if it keeps you off my back. Send him a million. I mean, that's what it's the price of being left alone, 600 grand, I guess.
And old Jeff was just, I wonder if he was putting it in to increase his business, or was he putting it in so he wouldn't have to go pressure washing?
No,
like, I don't have to pressure wash for another 3 months. I just got another 150 grand.
I want to do air duct cleaning. That's why I'm gonna add that.
I know how you think these stories are funny, and most people don't, Riggins. So here you go.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, if you're going to have a problem with people singing during this Wicked movie when you go to the theater, there's a lady that says you're just going to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. We'll play her what you call tirade coming up in just a few minutes.
Listen, if Jesse James and his former adult star wife can't make it, what hope is there for the rest of us? Jesse James, Sandra Bullock's ex, is filing for a divorce from Bonnie Rotten, a former adult star, and they're both claiming domestic violence against each other. So,
and is she pregnant too, or she just had a baby or something?
I don't know.
But that's his second one, his second mattress actress that he's been married to.
I believe so. Yeah. So I'm not sure what number this is, total marriages, but he obviously got dumped by Sandra Bullock once it came out that he had been messing around on her, and everyone was so shocked. She's America's sweetheart. How could you cheat on Sandra Bullock? And then a lot of people say, well, what is Sandra Bullock doing with this guy? Didn't make sense.
I got a lot of crap about that because I always say that Sandra Bullock was actually a porn star once removed.
Oh, that's harsh.
She knew that his ex-wife or ex-whatever was a porn star.
Yeah.
Do you know any women who would marry the ex-boyfriend or husband of a porn star? I don't.
Not off the top of my head. I don't know. But maybe she was charmed. I mean, clearly women like this guy. He's a handsome man. He's wealthy. He just happens to have a certain taste when it comes to women.
Yeah.
But the Sandra Bullock one was kind of out of left field because that's not
as much as I like her. And I do like her a lot. But, you know, you have to come to the realization. She's not a good decision maker all the time.
Not all the time, right.
And I would think she's dirty.
Oh, my gosh. Now Trending, sponsored by No More Last Days, tjriggins.com/last days. Pick up some merch. It helps to go, helps dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters, tjriggins.com/last days. By the way, the Apple Empanada is back at Taco Bell as part of their Decades menu. It'll run you about $2.99. So a little pricey.
That's not bad, though. I thought it'd be more than that with the inflation.
They said
since it went away.
Just as good as you remember. So head over to Taco Bell today. So TJ finds every article out there about millennials and Gen Z. If there's an article out there, TJ will find it. I just found an article about the forgotten generation. And I think he's going to like it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So TJ is a Gen Xer. Gen X often gets confused with boomers, and it's a totally different generation.
Yeah.
But it's in between millennials and boomers. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, they never get the special acknowledgement that it's different. So they just get lumped into baby boomers.
Yeah, because of, just saying if you're out of touch and old, you're a boomer.
Yeah, and boomer seems to kind of have like this negative connotation to it now, even though it's just a reference to baby boomers. Mm-hmm. But there's an article out today, 12 things Gen X kids were taught in school that weren't true at all. Hmm. For example, Pluto. You guys were taught that Pluto is a planet?
Yeah.
Not a planet anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They call it a dwarf planet. Mm-hmm. Which still sounds like a planet to me. It's just a dwarf planet.
Right. It wasn't like it was wrong because nobody started planning their life on Pluto and then found out, oh, well, that's not a planet. We can't do it. It was just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Okay, yeah. What about the food pyramid at the time? Yeah. That was a big one because the base of the pyramid was all carbs and stuff.
Right.
Eat a lot of carbs.
And dairy was in the middle, I think.
Yeah. Protein's great, but a lot of carbs. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you get all your breads and pasta.
Grains and wheats.
So that has since changed. Now they tell kids to eat the rainbow. I don't know what that means.
Skittles, eat Skittles.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That you guys learned that people only use 10% of their brain. Turns out that's not true at all. You use a lot of the brain. That just came with studying the brain and how it works. That people only have 5 senses. Turns out we have much more sense. We have 2 different senses of smell, apparently. We feel pressure. That's another sense. Eating carrots will improve your vision. Not true at all.
No.
You guys.
But, I mean, that was before us, too.
Was it?
Yeah. And so was the pyramid.
Now, this one, I know for a fact, we just talked about this recently off the air, the myth of being left-brained or right-brained.
Mm-hmm.
It's total myth.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Our manager, Adam, says that all the time. I can't remember which one I am and which one he is, but
they're not the same.
I'm more of a front brain.
He went to Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they put out? That Albert Einstein was bad at math, that the blood in your veins is blue until it hits oxygen, then it turns red.
That was just a silly myth. No, we weren't taught that.
That the Great Wall of China is visible from outer space. Listen, you guys were led astray.
Yeah.
You guys were led astray, but you're getting the train back on the tracks now.
Well, I got something to say about that senses thing.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Earlier in the week, we were talking about how rude it will be if people go into this Wicked movie over the weekend and sing along with the music in things. Sing so you can be heard to the other audience members rather than the professional singers on screen being able to be heard. And everybody agreed that would be rude and a little thoughtless, but not this lady. She got a message for you if you don't think that people should sing during the movie.
If you are planning to go see Wicked opening weekend and you are not a former musical theater child, good luck, okay? Because if you think you're going to sit in that theater and hear Ariana Grande singing to you, you are not, okay? You are going to hear the girl 2 seats over that didn't make it on Broadway that still has a lot to give. Okay, we've been repressing this for a long time, and it is about to come out. This is our time. This is our moment. And I'm just saying, if you're not ready for that, maybe wait a week or two, okay? Don't say I didn't warn you.
Whoa, God. That was a threat.
Yeah.
That was a threat.
I think that's so funny. Because you see the brilliance of what she's doing there. Is she's using sarcasm to criticize the people who will be singing. She's being, to us, self-deprecating and sarcastic. But what she's really doing is saying that if you sit there and sing, it's because you weren't good enough to do this and this, and you're looking for your chance and you're looking for attention and all of that. And they don't even know they've been insulted.
No, I did you not see? Pick up on that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's not right.
Rob, you're going to see that movie this weekend. You get what you deserve. I mean, you're a 39-year-old man, and you're going to go see. And he already admitted earlier, Riggins, he doesn't know anything about the movie.
He's just
going because it's a girl kids movie.
I've heard it's a good movie. I mean, a good play at first.
A play, a movie.
I heard the play is very critically acclaimed.
That just shows he's got like 2.5 hours. Yeah. At random, just to grab and go do something. Experiment with whether or not he's going to like something.
Yeah. 3 hours on a Sunday. You want to watch football? No, I want to watch Ariana Grande belt it out.
Yeah, if they shoot spitballs at you, Rob, you shouldn't complain. I'm kidding, of course. No, I'm not.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
A lot of people in the political commentary world are talking about things that the new president should do in his first 100 days or day one. He should do this, do that. And President Trump himself has said, day one, I'm going to do this and this and this. But I think he's missing out on some important things that he could do to really, you know, if his statement is really heartfelt and it's his goal to make America great again, then there are some patriotic things that I think he could do with executive orders, you know, with the stroke of a pen on his first day. And the one that hit me this morning is that he should sign an executive order that makes it illegal to refer to any type of measurement in the United States in metrics.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Ban it.
even if you're watching some documentary from England, you know, those animal documentaries come from England with that British narrator guy. What's his name?
David Attenborough.
Yeah. They should have, if they want to be shown commercially in U.S. America, there should be a rule that they have to overdub wherever they say that it dives down, you know, 40 meters. They should change it to feet.
Yeah, that means nothing to us. What is that? No,
who cares? And that should be one of them.
Metric's better.
No metric measurements.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Because it's just helpful. Help us out.
Right. And everybody goes, well, everybody else in the world uses a different one. Yeah, well, what's the greatest country in the world? U.S. America is the greatest country. And they all come to us. Hang on, Rob. If I wanted a communist sitting here talking about ways to measure communism, I'll turn to you.
I'm on board with this.
Yeah, good. Because you know why, Riggins? Because you are a red-blooded, patriotic American. And you don't talk about 5Ks and 10Ks and 15Ks and 100-meter dashes and all of that.
It means nothing.
That's why I don't like track and field.
Now, that's a good point. Yeah.
Stupid. I won't watch track and field because I don't know what they're running. I really don't. And that's not on me to learn.
I never thought about
it. Our system, I've learned. Why I got to go learn some foreign system? I'll tell you why. I don't. That's why. And I ain't a-gonna do it. So, President Trump, you get in there and you make that metric system illegal in U.S. America.
Do it.
Hail to the chief.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.